Joining us now is Brenda Kendrick, a local woman who is currently experiencing the situation that's going on in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico right now, and is currently stuck there. Brenda, thanks for doing this today. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
So, Brenda, where are things at right now? You know, kind of what is this situation, this dilemma been like for you, and where are things at?
Sure, it's been pretty interesting actually. So there's been actually some positive change from yesterday to today.
Oh, good.
So yesterday everything was kind of shut down. We watched the fires from afar, could see lots of smoke, smelt the fumes last night. This morning there's been some positive news where some of the taxis are now running. The downtown has opened up a little bit. The downtown got hit pretty hard yesterday. We're about a 20-minute drive, 40-minute walk to the downtown. So there was a car lit on fire across the street from us. But we're at a very big complex, and we're on the ocean side of it. So we feel a little bit sheltered. They yesterday asked us to get off the beach and asked us to get off the pool area and go to our rooms for a while. And then that opened up till we could walk on the complex itself. It's almost like a city block. It's quite large at this complex. The fact that obviously the airport's still closed, the flights have been canceled, but we have heard some flights have been set to return to Canada for Saturday. We're just waiting to hear about ours. We were supposed to fly home tomorrow. I assume we'll get delayed or rescheduled, but hoping that it won't be, you know, too long if it's already turning around a little bit.
Yeah, no, and that's good to know, and you know, it sounds like despite everything going on that you're safe, you and your family. How many of you are there together right now?
I'm traveling with my husband, and then we're down visiting my uncle and his partner who are here for the winter. So
gotcha.
That adds a little bit of security too, because they've been coming for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years down here. So they know the lay of the land, and we're together. That helps, because now, you know, yesterday the grocery stores, the restaurants, everything's closed, so you can't get more items until everything starts to reopen. And staff can't get, right? There were staff at the resort here that walked home because they weren't allowed to drive their vehicles. So until all those things return back to normal, everything won't open up and they won't have the staff to staff them.
Right. You know, how has the care been? Have you been taken good care of? Has the communication been good? And do you feel you're being looked after down there?
The communication from here has been pretty good. Trying to register online on the government website to say we're here has been absolutely horrible.
Oh, no.
The system crashes, and I know it's overloaded.
Yeah.
However, you know, half the time you get all the way through and then it doesn't go and it times out. So that's a little unnerving when you want to, you know, be safe with your own country and register that you're here, even though you've gone through all the, you know, the passport checks and everything.
Yeah.
And that was a big suggestion to do that. But that was like a stressful process. We couldn't do it last night at all. It took 45 minutes today. Then we didn't even think it worked. And then it ended up working for my husband. So...
Well, I'm glad to hear that you finally got that over the line, but I mean, just another thing on top of already a full plate with the situation that you're currently in.
For sure. It was a little disappointing when everyone was saying to register and then it took such a process. And you understand the backlog. However, I was more hopeful that it was with the situation being open and everyone knowing about it.
Yeah.
The system would be better then for that.
Right. Because of the urgency and
exactly.
Everything. Yeah, absolutely. No. I couldn't agree more with you. And Brenda, have you talked to other people down there kind of experiencing the same thing?
We have. And the interesting part about the feeling safe part is, you know, everyone, because you're not locked in your room, the downtown was on lockdown a little bit more because they had such many more hits and it was local to some areas and it's very populated downtown. So we have friends of my uncle's that are staying downtown. So we've checked in with them as well. But being able to be out on the complex, you know, no matter where you're from, Canada, U.S., you know, from here, everyone's kind of taking care of each other and checking in and sharing any news that you have. The downfall has been the you know, the AI information and the wrong social media posts
and
making it look worse than it was. You know, that's, we won't kid ourselves, you know, the situation is serious.
Yeah.
But you put yourself out of the harm rather than into it, and just be mindful. You're in someone else's country, right? You
that's
respect
right.
the ways and the people. So that's super important.
That's right. No, definitely. And just how have you and your husband and the rest of your family down there, how have you guys maintained a positive attitude and a positive outlook throughout this?
Yeah, I think by being together helps. I think if we were down here alone and had not, never been before, I think it would be more unnerving. Being able to be out of even the room and still sitting in the complex and around the pool and being outside, we're not unsafe to be outside. You know, the
fantastic
social media looked like you were locked into your room and couldn't get out. And I think for a period of time that did happen yesterday.
Yeah.
But even over the course of the evening, you know, you didn't know what was going to transpire last night. But from the news, nothing's transpired, so that's good. So we do hope it settles down, but again, I'm not rushing to the airport to be in the airport chaos. I don't want to be fighting people, you know, that have their flight booked. We'll be patient and wait it out and just hope that it comes in the next couple of days. And
yeah,
if we get delayed, we get delayed. You'll have to kind of roll with it, I guess.
That is a really great approach, I think, Brenda. I just, you sound very calm, and it would be so easy to not be calm, to be the opposite of calm in a situation like this. And it sounds like, you know, you guys are safe. You're able to be outside despite everything going on. The main thing now is just making sure that you get out of there safe and get home.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And we want people to know that, you know, it is safe, because sometimes it turns the other way. And rather than, yesterday was a weird day. You know, you were waiting the whole day to see what was going to happen and how close was it going to be. And we're, you know, a few areas out to go to the street, but we have no interest to go watch what's going out on there. We will stay inside and be safe and wait for everyone to let us know what we should do and when we should do it.
Yeah. And how long have you guys been there, Brenda?
We arrived on the 14th, and we were to fly out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it would be 10 days.
Right, right. Okay. And Brenda, is there anything else on your mind that you'd like to share kind of about this situation right now, just kind of trying to be patient and waiting to come home?
Yeah, I don't think so, Harper. I really appreciate the interview.
Of course.
To let people know that we're safe and Canadians are okay. And, you know, this too shall pass kind of thing. We know that the situation was here, but it's we'll take it as a mixed blessing or a silver lining to, if we get some extra time in a nice warm climate. We know it's not so lovely back home with all the snow that's been there. And yeah, I hope every day just gets a little bit easier and a little bit better for the whole community.
Well, Brenda, good on you. Just your calmness, your approach to all of this, I think is really, really terrific. It really speaks volumes. And thank you for, sharing all of this with us today. Really appreciate it. And best of luck here in the next couple of days.
Thanks very much, Harper.